Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel starts with clear skies and a warm breeze. It's a pleasant morning across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that a U.S.-backed framework ties Israel's military withdrawal from Lebanon to Hezbollah's disarmament, aiming to restore control to the Lebanese army. Also, from Israel Hayom, 6 hours ago, Hezbollah supporters have set fire to streets in Beirut. They protest against the new framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS reports U.S. military strikes on Iranian sites after a drone attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, as of earlier today, JTA notes Lebanon and Israel have signed a framework agreement to end hostilities, mediated by the Trump administration. And finally, from earlier today, the Times of Israel reveals new documents from the Entebbe operation detailing government meetings and diplomatic efforts during the crisis. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ziad Asali, a notable commentator, expressed enthusiastic support just minutes ago. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, an energy market analyst, noted the world's emergency oil reserves are at their lowest since 1990, linking it to the ongoing conflict. The Times of Israel shared new insights into the Entebbe operation, highlighting documents and diplomatic cables from the State Archive. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-backed framework agreement. Ynet reports it seeks to resolve the Israel-Lebanon conflict by linking Israel's military withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament. The aim is to transition control of key areas back to the Lebanese army. If successful, this could stabilize the region and reduce tensions. Turning to the unrest in Beirut, Israel Hayom details that Hezbollah supporters set fires to oppose the new agreement. Their actions indicate significant resistance within Lebanon. The protests highlight the challenges ahead in implementing the framework and achieving peace. Meanwhile, in a related development, JNS reports that the U.S. military struck Iranian missile and drone facilities. This follows Iran's drone attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. This action underscores rising U.S.-Iran tensions, affecting regional security. Separately, the Times of Israel covers newly released documents from the Entebbe operation. They detail Israel's diplomatic maneuvers and crisis management during the hostage rescue mission. This historical insight shows the complexities of past and present diplomatic negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports significant investments in Caesarea's train campus. Over 400 million shekels have been spent to enhance its business park, attracting large companies away from central areas. Separately, Walla Business notes that a court has rejected a petition against Big Gilat remaining open on Saturdays. This decision supports ongoing commercial activities in Ramat HaSharon. And finally, according to Globes, Israel's major banks have accelerated their pace of customer grants. They've distributed nearly two-thirds of the committed 3 billion shekels, boosting consumer benefits. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.